You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Wisconsin is getting nearly $30 million in federal flood relief. President Trump made the announcement yesterday on Truth Social. He also claimed, quote, huge victories, unquote, in Wisconsin in the last three presidential elections. Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 and 2024, but lost to Joe Biden by a thin margin in 2020. Governor Evers requested a presidential disaster declaration last month to help clean up after flooding. Preliminary assessments found more than $33 million in damage. Yesterday's announcement for Wisconsin came alongside federal damage assistance funds for flooding in North Carolina and Kansas. Preliminary enrollment data for schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, has been released. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely remained steady. That's according to reporting from the Press Gazette. UW-Stevens Point, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Milwaukee saw the biggest enrollment increases. Enrollment at UW-Green Bay ticked up by a few hundred students. UW-Oshkosh reported a decline by about that same number. The Fox City's campus closed at the end of the spring semester due to declining enrollment and budget issues. The Oshkosh Public Library will be closed Monday morning. It'll open at noon instead of the usual 9 a.m. start. That's to install glass walls as part of a larger project to upgrade spaces for job seekers and teens. The library will open back up at noon, but for the next 2 weeks, there will be some distractions from the rest of the project, including occasional loud noise and limited access to some library materials. More details are on the Oshkosh Public Library Facebook page. Health officials say three people in St. Croix County and at least one person in La Crosse County have West Nile virus. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
West Nile virus has made its way to St. Croix County. Three people have tested positive for the virus there, and two of them had to be hospitalized. People have also tested positive in Barron and Rusk counties. That makes a total of six people with West Nile in northwestern Wisconsin. Some people get it and have no symptoms. Others get sick enough that they have to be in the hospital. West Nile cannot spread from person to person. Most commonly, it's from mosquitoes to people. The Department of Health Services says the best way to prevent yourself from getting sick is to prevent mosquito bites in the first place. Wear long sleeves and long pants, bug spray, and make sure you don't have any standing water on your property.
On average, there are 18 cases of West Nile virus each year in Wisconsin. Last year, though, Wisconsin had nearly double that number. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also distributing free drug testing strips. Joanne Krulatz reports.
More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order for pharmacists, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication.
I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Turang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams. you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As I mentioned yesterday, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, opens this weekend and is getting good reviews. And Stephen King's first novel, The Long Walk, has been turned into a film that opens this weekend as well and is pulling a ridiculously high 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not too shabby for a horror film. Another big film opening in wide release is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, an action fantasy anime film about a boy who joins an organization to track down demons who avenge his sister's transformation into a demon. The film is the final of a trilogy and reviewing incredibly well. If none of these flicks tickles your fancy, check out a couple of cool re-releases. The original Toy Story is back for a theatrical run in semi-wide release and is considered close to a perfect movie. The much older The Sound of Music returns for a limited re-release as well. So many great films, so little time, so let's go to the movies. Daniel Day-Lewis says he would have kept his mouth shut instead of announcing in 2017 that he was retiring from the movie business. During an interview with Rolling Stone, Day-Lewis dismissed his 2017 announcement. The three-time Oscar winner said about his retirement that it just seems like such grandiose gibberish. Day-Lewis added that he never intended to hang it up for good and says he just wanted to focus on other work at the time. His three Best Actor awards for the films There Will Be Blood, My Left Foot, and Lincoln are a record for a male actor. The 68-year-old Lewis said he never stopped loving the actual work, just guessing that The Irishman would be a real challenge to direct, even if you're his son Ronan, who is responsible for convincing dear old dad out of retirement so he could appear in his film Anemone, a story that explores the complexity of relationships between fathers and sons. Daniel also wrote the script with Ronan. You can check out the work of this father-son duo very soon. Anemone will be released October 10th. Flo's grits are no longer kissable. Polly Holiday, who played waitress Flo on the 1970s hit show Alice, has passed away. Flo telling a diner customer to kiss my grits was commonplace on the CBS sitcom that ran from 1976 to 1985 and made her iconic. Holiday was the last surviving member of the cast, which included Linda Lavin, who was Alice, Beth Howland, who played Vera, and Vic Tayback, who played Mel and was, well, awesome. Polly Holiday died from complications from pneumonia. She was 88 years old. If you're hoping to see Bad Bunny in concert in America, you might be out of luck. The Puerto Rican rapper says he did not include tour dates for the USA for fear of ICE raids. The 31-year-old artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, says he loves America and performing here, but is concerned that those who attend his show would be at risk if ICE showed up outside the venue. Bad Bunny sounds like a good dude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight, a mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.